Scripture reading today, Acts chapter 2, verses 37 to 39. Now when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brethren, what shall we do?" Peter said to them, "Repent and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sin, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself."
日本語でお読みします。使徒の働き2章37節から39節まで。人々はこれを聞いて心を刺され、ペテロと他の人たちに、兄弟たち、私たちはどうしたらよいでしょうかと言った。そこでペテロは彼らに答えた。悔い改めなさい。そしてそれぞれ罪を許していただくために、イエス・キリストの名によってバプテスマを受けなさい。そうすれば賜物として聖霊を受けるでしょう。なぜならこの約束はあなた方とその子供たち、並びにすべての遠くにいる人々、すなわち私たちの神である主がお召しになる人々に与えられているからです。
そう、先に少し日本語を話します。皆様、おはようございます。
おはようございます。
私の名前は狭間です。ローラン、日本語の名前はマサルです。父さんの勝吉と漢字同じ。 OK。 Yeah, I just said hey. No, all I said was it was very hard to watch UCLA play U of A this year. I'm UCLA, so. But that's okay. But, 今日一緒にで会いました。すごいですね。So, it's good to be here together. And I'm very blessed to come and fellowship and worship the Lord with all of you this morning. So, we're going to go ahead and start the message now. So, thank you, Kaz, for helping me here.I don't do this translation thing too often, so please bear with me. You know, actually, it was wanted to have most of the chapter 2 of the book of Acts read, but we're going to focus in on a number of points. But it's a long passage, but God's message for us today is simple. Are you preaching the gospel?
今回再び皆さんとお話しできて私は非常に光栄に思います。そして今回は使徒行伝2章14節から41節までのお話についてさせていただきたいと思います。そしてまず私が第一に皆さんにお尋ねしたいこと、それはあなた方は福音を説いていらっしゃいますか。
And this question isn't only for those of us who are pastors, but it's for all who share the Christian message with family, friends, co-workers, anyone. Are you sharing the gospel message of the Bible?
これは牧師の方のみに尋ねられる質問ではありません。他に友達や、家族、あるいは同業者の方に神の言葉を一緒に分けたいと思っているすべての方に与えられる質問です。
Jesus tells us to share the gospel with others. In Acts 2, the apostle Peter gives us an example of how to do that.
イエス様はまず神の言葉を人に分けなさいと私たちに教えました。そしてペテロがどうやって神の教えを私たちは人に与えるべきかというのを実は使徒行伝に説明されていくんです。
The book of Acts is the story about the early Christian church, how God's work continued through his disciples and began to spread throughout the world.
使徒行伝というのは、イエス・キリストの使徒がたくさんの働きを行い、そして世界中にキリスト教が広まっていく、そういった話なんです。
It's an exciting story, and through it, God teaches us a lot about how the church today is to faithfully serve him.
使徒行伝のはとても興味深い話です。そしてその中でど どうやって教会が私たちに物事を教えるべきか、そして神様の教えをどうやって私たちは受けるべきかというのを教えてくださいます。
Through Peter we learn a lot of things about how to preach the gospel, but today we'll focus on three things.
ペテロはたくさんのことを使徒行伝の中で教えるんですけれども、その中で3つ私は特に今回お話しさせていただきたいものことが存在します。
First, Peter brings clarity
ペテロはまず明確さを与えます。
Second, Peter brings the gospel.
そして福音。
And the Holy Spirit brings conviction.
そして聖霊は私たちに罪の宣告をされます。
By bringing clarity, I'm saying that Peter helps others understand what God is doing around them and in their lives.
ペテロは私たちに明確さ、神の言葉の明確さを与えることによって、どうやって私たちは神の言葉を解釈するべきなのかというのを教えてくださいます。
Some of you were not born in this country. You think back to when you first arrived in the U.S. and how it might have been a frightening experience for you.
もしかすると、あなた方の中には日本語が第一言語ではない方も多数いらっしゃると思います。Sorry, my mistake. 英語が第一言語の方でない方が多数いらっしゃると思います。しかしながらそういった場合、どうやって私は人と接するべきなのか、どうやって言葉を理解するべきなのかというのを学んだと思います。
Maybe you were nervous because you weren't comfortable speaking English, or you didn't know the customs of this country, or you had no idea how to travel from one part of the city to another.
もしかするとどうやって英語を人と話すべきなのか、どうやって一つの場所から他の場所に移動するべきなのか、そういったものもアメリカに初めて来られた場合は難しいことであると思います。
And what really helped you was having a friend or family member who could help translate, explain and guide you through your adjustment. And this is kind of what Peter is doing for the people who were seeing what was going on at that time.
そしてそういう時に家族や仲間があなたをこの場所にどうやってこの場所で生きていくのかというのを教えてくれたと思います。そしてまたペテロも聖書の解釈の仕方、どうやって聖書を理解するのかっていうのを私たちに教えてくださいます。
In Acts 2, something very new is happening in the history of the world. The resurrected Lord Jesus was raised from the dead and he had ascended back into heaven.And in his place, Jesus had promised he would send a helper, the Holy Spirit.
使徒行伝2章の中では、またイエス様がとてもイエス様の中にとても興味深いことが起きました。イエス様が亡くなった後、復活されて、そして天に昇られた。これは非常に今までかつてない出来事のうちの一つなんです。
And when the Spirit came, miraculous things happened. There were people from many nations who had gathered there in Jerusalem. And although there were many different languages represented when anyone spoke, all the others could understand what was being said.
そしてペテロが話しているとき、たくさんの聖霊が来て、そしてペテロが一つの言語でしか話していないけれど。聖霊が来て、そしてたくさん、ペテロが一つの言語でしか話していないにもかかわらず、みんなはそのペテロの話していることを瞬時に理解することができたんです。
You know, it was as if I was speaking English, but then you heard me here speaking Japanese. Of course, we don't want that here, otherwise we wouldn't have something for God to do.
例えるならば、私が英語のみを話しているにもかかわらず、皆さんは私の言葉が日本語に聞こえて理解できるということと同意義です。
But the crowd who was seeing all this thought those who were involved were just drunk. And that's when Peter brings clarity. He helps them understand what is going on, that this is God's Spirit that has come to them.
そしてその言葉を聞いた観衆の方々は、もう酔っているのではないかと思っていたんですけれども、ペテロは言いました。これこそが聖霊のなしている技なのだと。
God's Spirit had arrived as the Old Testament had predicted would happen. And Peter quotes from a couple of books from the Old Testament, Psalms and Micah, So he uses God's word from the Old Testament to help them understand what is happening around them.
まず理解するべきなのは、監視の方々はほとんどがユダヤ教の人々なんです。だからこそペテロはユダヤ教の人々にも理解しやすいように旧約聖書からたくさんの発言を持ってきて、できるだけユダヤ教の人々が理解しやすい単語をたくさん用いたんです。
The question we should ask ourselves is, do we use the word of God to help others understand what is going on in their lives?
そして私たちにも同じようなことが求められていると思います。私たちはちゃんと正しく神の言葉を分かりやすく人々に伝えていることができていますか？
I've beenhelping and counseling a Christian brother who has been deeply hurt by his wife, and he wants to leave the marriage. His heart has become very hard and embittered towards her, and his life is filled with pain, difficulty, and confusion. He needs clarity, and he needs to understand what is going on in his life.
私の、個人的な生活の中で結婚をした上で非常に深刻な問題を抱えている方がいらっしゃいます。そしてその人も人生の方向性、どういった道を進むべきなのかというのを理解して、ということに対する理解を求めていると思います。
You know, we want to be supportive and helpful and bring comfort to our friends when they're in that situation. We also want to give them advice. And hopefully we can learn from Peter's example to help another understand their situation through what God has said in his word.
そしてそういった問題を抱えている方がいれば、私たちはできるだけ多くの助言、多くの助けを与えたいと思っていることでしょう。そしてペテロもまた、聖書の解釈の仕方がわからない方々に対してできるだけ多くの助言、助けを与えようとしているんです。
And for this brother I shared some verses from the Bible, including the one from Ephesians 4, the verse that encourages us to be kind, tender-hearted, and willing to forgiveJust as we have been forgiven by Christ.
エペソ人への手紙4章にも、私たちはできるだけ人々に対して優しく、そしてできるだけ、甘くしてあげることが重要だと述べられているんです。
My friend appreciated the Bible verses and said he will meditate and think about them every day, and I trust that God will bring clarity for him in his difficult situation.
そして私がそのエペソ人への手紙についてのお話をしていたとき、した後にその友達は私に感謝して、そしてその言葉についてもう少し深く考えてみると言ってくれました。
Using God's word, Peter brings clarity to what's happening in Jerusalem at that moment. And once he's done that, Peter then shares the gospel with the crowd.
そしてペテロもまた同じことをしたんです。ペテロがエルサレムの人々に聖書の解釈の仕方を教え、そしてどうやってその聖書を読むべきなのか、神の言葉は何なのかというのをより明確にしてくださったんです。
So now the second point, Peter brings the gospel.
それに基づいた2つ目のポイントです。ペテロは福音を持ってきてくださる。
Peter's listeners were Jewish, so his sermon has many references to the Old Testament, that part of the Bible that the Jews would have understood. These were words that they would have heard in synagogue and elsewhere, and they would have been aware of God's promise to send a Messiah to save and deliver them.
ペテロの話を聞いていた人々はほとんどユダヤ人だったんです。だからこそできるだけ多くの発言を旧約聖書から持ってきて、そして理解しやすいようにいろんなユダヤ教会で聞いたことのある単語をたくさん用いてくださった。
What they didn't expect was that the Messiah would save them without military might or political influence. The Messiah, who we know as Jesus, was born into an ordinary family and lived a humble life of serving others.
ユダヤ人はペテロが来る前からメシア、救世主の存在のことは理解していました。しかしながらその救世主がどういった方法で人を助けるのかというのはまだ理解していなかったんです。軍の力を用いるか、あるいは、政治的な手法を用いるか、しかしながら、まあ、それは全く違う方法だったんです。
And neither did they understand what they needed deliverance from. They thought their main problem was living the difficult life that they had under the Roman government. And they did live under difficult circumstances.
こういったユダヤ人の方々は本当に、ペテロが来た時は苦しい現状に立たされていました。とても横暴な、政府の下に無理やり立たされて、そして苦しい生活を強いられていました。
But the problem that God always wants to address in all his people from then till today is that we are all sinners who have broken the relationship God wants us to have with himAnd the way to make that relationship right can only be through Jesus Christ.
その時ペテロが提示した問題、それは私たちは神との関係から断たれてしまっているということだったんです。そしてペテロはその神との関係を再び築き上げるために、エルサレムに来てこのお話をしてくださったんです。
You know, sin is the ultimate difficulty in life. It's what separates us from our Heavenly Father.But we can have a right relationship with God. And that's only through the gospel. Peter knows the power of the gospel to save sinners. And so he uses this opportunity to preach the gospel message.
罪というのは神から私たちを最も遠ざけるもの、存在なんです。しかしながら、聖書の解釈が正しければ、私たちは罪が、私たちの罪は許され、そして私たちは神様との関係を再び築き上げることができる。
First, he tells them about the life of Christ. You know, when we preach the gospel, we must preach the life of Christ. In verse 22 of that chapter, he calls Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth. You know, it was common in that day to identify people by their birthplace. It's like when Japanese nationals meet someone from the same prefecture. There's kind of a common bond that is immediately formed.
ペテロはイエス様について教えるとき、まずイエス様の生き様について教えてくださったんです。どうやって生きるか。そのとき、ペテロはイエス様のことをナザレ人のイエスと呼んだんです。このナザレ人というのはユダヤ人が 人を指すとき、どこから来たのかというのをよく、明記することが多いんですけれども、そうすることによってイエス様は、ペテロは、人々に自分の人徳を教えることができたんです。
When Peter says Jesus was of Nazareth there, well, I said that already. Well, of Nazareth there was an immediate connection because he was a man. He had lived among them. He had worked, eatenWorshipped Yahweh alongside them.
そして、ナザレ人のイエスと呼ぶことによって、こういった聞いているユダヤ人と一緒に食べていて、そして、ユダヤ人と一緒に、ヤハウェイ、ヤハウェイを、祝福し、称賛したり、ユダヤ人のように、生活していたということを提示したかったんです。
But Peter also reminds them that Jesus was not like them. He was God. And he says that Jesus had done many works and wonders and signs. And the miraculous things that Jesus had done were evidence that indeed he was also God.
イエス様はこういった話を聞いていたユダヤ人と全く同じことをしていたんですけれども、ちょっとそういったユダヤ人とは違うところもあったんです。イエス様は人以上の存在であった。イエス様は神だったんです。
You know, in the life of Christ, we also see his perfect obedience to the will of the Father. We see how he loved and served others, ultimately sacrificing himself.And in him we see the life demonstrated that God had intended for us to live. When we preach the gospel, we must preach the life and ministry of Jesus.
イエス様の生き様の中で私たちはイエス様がいかに神様に忠実だったかというのを理解することができます。そしていかに彼が人を愛し、人に仕えて、そして人のために自らを犠牲にすることができたということを教えてくださったんです。そしてイエス様は、神様はイエス様を見て、こういった生き様こそが最も理想的な生き様だと教えてくださった。そしてペテロはそのお話を
When we preach the gospel, we must also preach the death of Christ.
そしてもし私たちが福音を説くのであれば、イエス様の死についてもお話しなければなりません。
In verse 23, Peter speaks of Jesus' crucifixion. Although his death was carried out by sinful men, it was still according to the plan of God.
23章にてペテロはイエス様の、処刑についてお話ししました。彼の死は罪深き人々によって執行されたんですけれども、これもまた神の計画の一つだったんです。
Peter boldly says to them, "You crucified Christ." So while his death was according to God's will, they, the people there, had rejected Christ, and there were consequences for their sin and rebellion against him, and that was death. In preaching the gospel, we must preach the death of Christ.
ペテロは明確に言いました。あなた方がイエス様を処刑したんだと。そして彼の死は神の意によるものだったんですけれども、彼が死んでしまって、そして私たちが罪を行ってしまったことによってイエス様が死んでしまい、しかしながらイエス様が死んだことによって私たちの罪も洗い流された。だからこそイエス様の死も重要なんです。
When we preach the gospel, we must also preach the resurrection of Christ as described in verses 24 and 30 to 32. Peter again brings clarity that while the Messiah had to die, God would raise him from the dead.
使徒行伝2章24節から32節の間にもイエス様がどうやって復活したのかというお話もされています。これも非常に重要なお話なんですけれども、それのイエス様の復活について、もし私たちが福音を説くのであれば人に教える必要があると思います。
The resurrection of Christ is the ultimate proof that Jesus is God. Death could not hold him, for he is the resurrection and the life. His death was the death that we should have suffered. His resurrection assures us that we too will rise from the dead. In preaching the gospel, we must preach the resurrection of Christ.
イエス様の復活は、イエス様が神様であるということの証明なんです。死は彼を止めることができなかった。そして、そのイエス様が受けた死というのは私たちが受けるべき死だった。だからこそこれは非常に重要なことであるから、私たちが人に、福音を説くとき、イエス様の復活についてお話をする必要があると思います。
Near the end of his sermon, Peter says how Christ is exalted. He is at the right hand of GodYou know, only Jesus deserves the place of honor at the right hand of God, but we will be there at his side when we one day pass away.
ペテロは最後の方に、自らの、説教の最後の方にイエス様が復活されたこと、そしてイエス様が天に昇進されたことについてお話しされたんです。イエス様が天国へ行き、そして神の右腕として立つことができた。
So again, Peter brings clarity, Peter brings the gospel, and thirdly, the Spirit brings conviction.
ペテロは神様の言葉を明確にする、神様の福音を私たちに教えてくださる、そしてペテロは私たちの罪を宣告してくださる、その3つをしてくださったんです。
After hearing the gospel, those who had heard it were convicted. They became aware of their need for God as a result of seeing their sin.
自らの罪を宣告されたことによって、聞いたその話を聞いていたユダヤ人は、自らがいかに、自らの生活の中でいかに神様が必要かということを理解したんです。
You know, it's the Spirit's job to open our hearts. We can use the truth of the Bible to bring clarity to someone's situation and their spiritual condition.We can preach the gospel with great accuracy and conviction, but being convicted of the truth of the gospel, that is the work of the Holy Spirit.
心を開くというのは聖霊の仕事なんですけれども、もし聖書の解釈がわからないとき、聖書の、聖霊に聞くことによって聖書の言葉をより理解しやすくすることができる。 そして、より正確に人に話す聖書の福音を説くと、より正確な言葉を用いることができる。
I have a friend that I've been praying for and have asked others to pray for. He is not a Christian, and it's just really wonderful to see how God's been working in his heart.
私の友達の中にキリスト教じゃない方がいるんですけれども、その人のために私が祈るとき、その人の生活もいい方向に転がっていく。この神のキリスチャンじゃない人に対する神の働きというのもとても素晴らしいと私は思っています。
Recently, I was helping this friend with some yard work, and we began talking about spiritual things. And he's a few years older than me and is starting to think about death more seriously. He believes in heaven, and he wonders if he'll have done enough good things on earth to get there to heaven when he dies.
最近私は外回りの仕事を、友達の外回りの仕事を手伝っていたんですけれども、その時ちょっとクリスチャンのキリスト教についてのお話をさせていただいたんです。彼は私より少し年を召されている方なんですけれども、最近、死についてよく考えることが多くなったと思います。そして私はもっと良い行いをたくさんしたか、ちゃんと天国に行けるかと悩むことが多いです。
And God had created an opportunity for me to share the gospel with him thatYou know, we can never do enough, and it's only because of what Jesus did for us on the cross that we can be forgiven and that we can have eternal life with Father, our Father in heaven.
そしてその友達に対して私は答えました。私たちがいくら良い行いをしたとしても、私たちだけの力では天国に行くことができない。しかしながら、イエス様が私たちのために死んでくださったから、私たちが良い行いをたとえあまりしなかったとしても天国に行くことができるようになったんですと伝えました。
I would like to say that he became Christian right there, but that was not the case. But I was able to trust that God was going to continue to do the work in his heart because, again, it's the Holy Spirit who brings conviction.
残念ながら彼はクリスチャンとはならなかったんですけれども、神様は必ずその人のためにいろいろ良い働きを行ってくれると私は信じています。そして、彼の罪を宣告され、そしてその罪を見つめ直してくださると。
You know, it's my responsibility to preach the gospel, and preaching the gospel is also the responsibility of the JCCT church family.
Amen. 福音を説くのは私の仕事でもあるんですけれども、あなた方もまた他の人々に福音を説くというのもあなた方の仕事なんです。
You know, as summer hits and we are again reminded that Tucson is a desert, but there is a drier desert in the hearts of the people in this community.
夏になるといかにこのツーソンが砂漠の地であるかというのを理解できると思うんですけれども、私たちの一部の心の一部もこのツーソンの砂漠よりさらに荒れ果てた砂漠になっている方がいらっしゃると思います。
They are spiritually thirsty because life apart from God is even more difficult and confusing. Jesus has given us all the good news, the living water who is Jesus Christ. He will quench and satisfy our spiritual thirst.
彼らは、霊的な渇きを受けているんだと思います。しかしながら私たちが、福音を人に与えることによって、そして私たちもまた神からの福音を受けることによって、その霊的渇きを癒すことができると思っています。
So JCCT, go and preach the gospel and be confident that God's Spirit is strong.And he will convict the unbeliever's heart that Jesus is Lord and Savior.
だからこそ JCCT の皆さんも福音を他の方に説いてください。なぜならば神様の言葉は必ず人に伝わる。ちゃんと正しく教えることができれば、必ずその人の罪を正確に宣告することができるから。
Let's pray.
祈りましょう。
Father in heaven, we thank you for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for us. Father, our lives are filled with chaos and confusion. We don't understand the things that we go through at times. And we thank you, Father, that through your word we can have a clearer understanding of your ways and your will. And your will is not our will often, Lord. And just continue to help us to know and to love your word, to live our lives and to share your word with others. Father, we pray that the gospel, the knowledge of knowing that you died for us on the cross so that we can have relationship with our Father in heaven, Lord, please continue to make that a part in the deepest part of each person's heart here at JCCT. Father, we thank you for the good work that you have done and will continue to do through the ministry here. Lord, just lift them up to you. Just pray that more and more that they would see your Holy Spirit at work in the lives of hearts and hearts of others, even as they see you at work in each of their hearts. Father, pray that you would bring rest and peace to each one here. We know that each one here, Father, is experiencing some difficulty or challenge in their lives. So, Father, pray that they would know you as their Father in the midst of whatever they may be going through. Father, pray for your blessing upon this church. Thank you for their faithfulness. Thank you for their work for your kingdom. Lord, encourage them and continue to inspire them, Lord God, to be faithful to what you have called them to do, even amidst the difficulties that they face. And brothers and sisters, as you continue to pray just quietly, we'll begin a time of communion. And let me read the Apostle Paul's words about communion in 1 Corinthians 11. He says, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" Father, we thank you for this means that you have given to us. Lord, as we come before the bread, which through which we remember your broken body, and the cup through which we remember your blood that was shed for us. But it's only through the shedding of blood that there is forgiveness of sin. So we thank you that the Lord Jesus died for us and shed his blood for us so that we can be forgiven. Father, we thank you for this holy moment that we as a church body can share together. Lord, as we remember you, remember what you did for us on the cross. Brothers and sisters, this is an open table, so you do not need to be a member of JCCT to take communion. But what is required is for you to have that personal relationship where you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if that is not where you are at, then we just ask you to hold back and not come forward today, but instead just come before the Lord and think about what he has done for you. And may you even receive Jesus into your heart this day. Thank you, Father. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.